Fewer people bought into the American dream last month. The number of contracts to buy previously owned homes sunk to a four-month low in April. And that's not the only negative economic news. Stocks are taking a nosedive today as people worry about what's happening in Europe.
Let's talk about what's happening with Steve Kirch. He's the editor of MarketWatch. Hiya, Steve.
Good afternoon, Hillary.
So let's talk about homes. After some better news recently, this is a tough blow. Why the drop?
Well, you know, it is kind of disappointing that we didn't see a bigger pickup. April's one of those big spring selling months, and all the other data had pointed positively. There really isn't a good explanation at the moment other than, you know, I think we might have seen this in the consumer confidence data yesterday. Folks maybe just not feeling still quite confident enough to go out there and make those big purchases. One of the positive notes, though, is that even though the number was down month over month, this pending home sales index, it was up 14% year over year. So we're still doing better than we were, but we're not really getting that much off the bottom.
Let's focus our efforts now on the stock market with the Dow off more than 100 points through most of the day. Analysts are blaming Europe. Is that the only thing? What else is going on here?
Well, that's pretty much what people have their eye on. It's one country or another, whether you're worried about Greece, whether you're worried about Spain, whether you're worried about the Irish referendum coming up. You can take your pick. There's, you know, rumors that Germany might now just yank its support for the euro. So if it's another day, it's another European country. And the U.S. market has, you know, this has occupied traders on Wall Street now for quite some time. And it doesn't seem, till we get a resolution of some sort over there, that it's going to change.
For us here, is this more of a distraction, or is there something more sinister economically? Is it a real threat to our economy?
Well, it is a threat. I mean, besides the European Union being a big trading partner of ours, I mean, those are mature economies. They are in many ways reflective of the U.S. economy, and they also are part of the bigger, the global economy that we were hoping to create with this more global trade. So anything, any kind of economic downturn there is surely going to be reflected across the U.S. economy as well.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Steve Kirch, he's the editor of MarketWatch.